it is Mick from Nonsense Inc.
Hey, this is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
We haven't seen you in a while. And that's our fault. Life happens, holidays happen, and things and stuff.
That brings us to the topic, which is...
Oh shit, it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Unfortunately. God, I hate the holidays, man. I'm not a huge fan. Really not.
Well, I mean, you're far from home.
I've never liked the holidays. I'm not gonna lie. I really never have liked them.
Fair enough.
Everybody's too happy.
So, it's, December 18th.
Yeah, that's today.
Right?
So, yeah. Hey, Kayla, what's up? Yeah, we're,
Yeah.
No, you're fine. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're doing the podcast here instead of, in there, because, you know, all the boxes and whatnot and shit on the table, and... No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Why don't you join us for a minute?
Sit.
I need a beer.
You'll get a beer,
well,
then.
Get a beer and sit down.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
So that's the topic. It's season 2, episode De Ocho.
Yes, De Ocho.
And, what I want to bring up, which today wasn't so bad, but it's fucking cold.
It was 50 degrees today.
I know, but, like, this was 2 weeks ago when it was cold.
Oh. Well, yeah, it was cold 2 weeks ago. And 3 weeks ago, because we had all kinds of snow shit all over us.
When I was in Texas.
Yeah. And then you came back to that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, it rained all over you down there, I guess.
Well, it tried to, and we beat the weather back, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Right.
But, like, this time of year, it's fucking cold. So, what do you do to...
It's okay. You can do that.
What do you do to defer the cold, I guess?
I'm fat.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Second topic.
Kayla, you are the opposite. Oh, and Chris, you are the opposite of fat. What do you do to defer the cold? He's inside an enclosure, and you're wearing still wearing a fucking stocking cap.
Yeah, because I mean, even at 50 degrees, it's cold.
I know, but like really? With the rolled up sleeves, I mean, you look like a fucking vato right now.
No,
and
I
you
don't.
Fit in L.A.
I can do that.
Yeah, just button the top button and leave the rest unbuttoned, and you're good. But now you have to, now you got to pull the stocking cap over half of your glasses.
I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I still have to look at you.
Never again. But, like, it's fucking cold outside. I leave for work in the morning.
Not for me.
Yeah, you drive.
And I'm fat. Like, it's not cold. Like, I get it. Yeah, you walk. You have, like, an 8-minute walk.
Yep. To work.
Uh-huh.
And then, in the middle of the afternoon, because we have the glass windows and the south-facing sun, it's 75 degrees. With no heat on.
And pretty soon that sun's going to dip low enough over the horizon where the buildings across the street are going to shield the sun from you.
Yeah, that might be bad, but now we have a heater.
Yeah.
Just installed. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've got a heater.
So how do you deal with the cold? You drive places.
I don't fucking go outside if I don't have to.
Kayla, how do you deal with the cold?
She's got a remote start.
Yeah, I have a remote start. I don't deal with outside, period. So.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
So I'm the only guy that, like, does the bivy overalls and
but
the...
Yeah, but you walk by...
Army coat.
You walk by choice, though. Like,
yeah.
You could buy a car.
I could.
You just don't.
Why? Everywhere in this town is walking distance.
I don't give a shit. I ain't walking.
Says the gal, though. I mean, that makes sense, though. Says the gal who broke two hips in a car accident, so you don't want to fall on the ice.
And
an ankle. And an ankle. So you don't want to fall. I totally get that. That makes sense. You know, and falling sucks, period.
Yeah.
For me,
especially
if
people see you.
Like, I'm heavy, so, like, I fall harder, but I'm also cushioned. So it's like it almost canceled out, but it doesn't though, because you have those bones that, like, the in your elbow
that
and
tend to break.
And your hip, and yeah, you know, and the skull.
I fell down the stairs at my apartment last year and I thought I broke my hip again.
Really?
But I was bawling my fucking eyeballs out. I called my mom and I was like, "Don't take me to the hospital, I need x-rays."
So, we're going old school tonight.
Yeah.
It's back to the garage thing.
Yeah, no, this is good setup. We can
have, to move my shit.
We can have it. No. Like, this is this actually good. We can have a cigarette while we do this, and
yeah, we can smoke, we can.
The beer's right there. We don't have to stop. We just get the beer, don't warm up in there. Oh, this is good. I wouldn't have told you to move it. I would have just moved it.
So, it's the holidays.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so...
Thanks, Christmas. Thanks, Christmas. Halloween, great. Candy, slutty outfits. And then, November 1st, turkey and Thanksgiving music. And Christmas music. Yeah, I've had a few to drink.
November 1st?
Yes, thank you. Fuck. God damn it. I may add too many.
Okay, so... weight gain happens this time of year, right?
What are you looking at me for? I'm fat because I'm...
No,
I'm fat because I just don't get out. Like, I maintain the same weight since I've known you fucking people.
Yeah.
His true. Fat is my white.
Wait, what?
His fat is my white. Like, I'm always so white and see-through.
Oh, I was thinking white girl.
Oh. Yeah, but my fat is also your white, because I'm white.
Oh, my God.
Drink. She snorted.
I've never seen that in my lifetime.
Yeah, you have, because I did the Snow Angels.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
Oh, you weren't here? You saw the video. Yeah, so you saw it.
We're going to do it,
too. Yeah, look at my tits.
Yeah, look at mine.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they might be bigger than yours. I don't know.
No, we had this discussion, remember? Taylor felt both of ours.
Yeah, but you got a padded bra.
Okay, we'll have him do it when he gets here, then.
Sad.
You have... Dude, your nipple is like...
You think he's
the
only...
The period at the end of the sentence.
You think he's only felt my tits once and in a bra?
No, I know. I know. But he only felt my tits when
they
I had
jiggle.
Him. I had him. Yeah. Oh, of course they jiggle. They're glorious. I got great tits.
Finish your statement.
I don't know where I was going. All right. So for everything that you tell me you love about the holidays, I'm going to tell you what I hate about the holidays.
All right. Well. Okay. So
because
it was
I
Thanksgiving
fucking hate
recently.
Thanks, Christmas.
Right? No, but it was...
There were lights up.
There was a day. Right?
Yeah, it was a Thursday.
And
we ate ham, and it was glorious.
It was really,
it was
really
thanks,
Rob. Fucking good.
It was phenomenal.
It was very good.
So, Thanksgiving, we always go up to my aunt and uncle's house.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a pretty funny story.
So I've got a second cousin, so it's my cousin's niece. So it's my older cousin's daughter, who is going to be bringing... Ugh. Sorry.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah, occasionally. She's going to be bringing her...
Man friend?
Man friend.
Yeah.
And... nobody in the family quite likes this guy yet.
Do they not like him because of, like, something he said or did, or they just don't know him well enough?
No, it's just, like, they don't, like, I don't know if I like him well him enough, and,
well,
like...
Well,
yeah, there you go.
Well him enough.
They don't know him well enough, and...
Unique New York.
Unique I'm not New doing York. The blue-black blood. See?
How now, brown cow?
Anyhow, they don't know him well enough, and he hasn't been around the family, and this is the youngest person that comes to the gatherings, like, that's not brought by a parent.
Right.
Right? And oh, I so... You.
So she has a driver's license.
Yeah.
And a boyfriend.
And a live-in man friend.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. She has both? A boyfriend?
Well, no, he was correcting me, and that's okay.
Yeah. Her man friend.
Yes.
The entire family calls him the man friend. So she's in college, and...
Well, that's like, nice. We call Taylor the boy.
That's right. He'll never listen to this. So,
at least this one's
so she's bringing the man friend to meet the family.
I
no,
wanted to,
you don't count.
I just need an excuse to drink.
So she's bringing the man friend for the first time to meet this side of the family at Christmas, and so we gave her a little taste of what he's going to run into. And this is my dad's side of the family. So, like, her favorite aunt, my cousin, is, she said, do you want me to give you money for Christmas, like you do every year, or do you want me to try to be nice to him? That was the stipulation.
Try to be
try.
Nice. Try. Yeah.
Try to be nice. And everybody in the room said, take the money. Because you know she cannot be nice.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Like, and Kylie was like, eh, well, I want you to be nice to him. We're like, no. We're like,
no, yeah, take the money.
Take the money, because you know
fuck
she can't do that.
Fuck him.
You know she can't do that. The entire family chimes in. And this is the family that at Thanksgiving said, wait. We got to say grace. And literally everybody in the household.
It was like 3, 2, 1.
Except for my mother. Said, grace!
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, grace. All right, let's fucking eat.
And my mom looked at me like it was my fault. I'm like...
I'm just here for the ride, dude. Right? Just don't... Yeah. Yeah, like...
Because
yeah.
He doesn't have a car.
Right. Oh, knuckle up. Oh. Fucking, like, I got that one uncle who's like, he's rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's...
But it was everybody in the family, not just your one uncle.
Yeah. Like... No, that's a bona fide fucking team effort. And that is legit cool. Like, And the fact that the whole family ganged up on this one motherfucker, just to try and... Like, he's probably a great guy. He probably is. He's probably, you know...
My mom is a great guy.
No, the kid...
He's probably a good kid.
Yeah, but you'd never fucking know it because he won't be back for another family gathering.
See, and the thing is, like, my cousin...
The man friend is who I'm talking about.
My cousin is just like, okay, so you're staying at our house. And you may think that you're sleeping in the same room, in the same bed, together. But it's either me or my husband, Ryan... that is going to be in between you.
Yeah. So
you get your choice.
Depending on how the night's going, it could go either way.
No, no. She said, you get your choice.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm going to come in the morning and Dutch oven you. Like, I'm going to fart under the sheets and cover your heads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta. You and gotta. The Dutch oven is so underrated.
Well, and this is my cousin that refers to her husband as my wife, Ryan.
Yes.
Like, I mean, shit. Like, you're down 3 points there. Like.
Only three?
Yeah, I was gonna say, she beat me to it. Three, I mean, what's the scale?
No.
You know.
On my family scale, that's only 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on my family scale, that's only 3 points. You're demoted to my wife, Ryan.
Yeah, if you're... If
that's
you're,
only 3 points.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but that's a good outside shot.
But you're also talking about, like, we... At Thanksgiving, we talked about my aunt works for a car place.
Okay, and so, hold on. So, is it a dealership? Is it a rental? Is it a body shop?
Dealership.
Is it an oil change? Tire? Okay.
Dealership. And,
okay, because I could have gone on.
They made a new hire recently.
Uber? Yeah, but I could have gone on.
And this guy that they hired is...
Is it a man friend of...
No, I gotta get this straight. Like, seriously, I have to get this straight.
Oh, did you not come prepared?
The guy that they hired is a woman.
Oh, yes!
Transitioning.
Yes! This is phenomenal.
A man.
Yes. Kayla, have you heard this?
No.
Oh my God, this is so fucking phenomenal.
My aunt hired a guy who she didn't know at the time, but because you can't ask those sort of questions.
Legally.
Legally. And so she hired a guy who is a woman.
A guy girl.
Transitioning to a man. And this man's girlfriend.
Whose girl boyfriend.
Is a man transitioning to a woman. Right? Okay, so.
The look on your face right there. Like, that's all. No, so, and it's awesome that, like, these people can find each other. But
why
like,
wouldn't you just stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
It seems like a lot.
It gets better.
Of.
Because she is explaining this.
Think of it as a puzzle.
Yeah, right? So she's explaining this whole process to my racist grandfather.
Yeah. Probably took him a few minutes.
The look on his face. Right? The look on his face is fucking priceless. Like, he is just a confused 84-year-old man. And I don't mean confused in the way that
be confused. Like, he's got his wits about him. Yeah. But when you explain, like, gender transition to somebody who... Yeah. Like, no,
Look on his face is fucking priceless.
I would have paid good money to see that.
And, like, he's just like... And he... Then, so, like, they continue the story about the two getting together and finding love, whatever.
A girl boy met a boy girl.
Yeah.
And they're swapping out parts.
Oh my God, are they so really then, gonna do that? Like, lay them each on
a plate? No, they're not swapping each other's parts.
You can't. Like, but, so then he looks at me.
Yeah, but the
like,
whole,
like, singles me out. And starts to talk about a guy here in town who is a Nancy boy, which we all know.
Was it you?
No, ladder in the truck.
Oh.
So then he explains that my cousin...
That fucking potato, are you related to him?
No.
Are you sure?
He then explains that my cousin took him home one night.
Oh,
and then... proceeded to be hit on
by
The $2,500 story.
The potato?
Yeah. He's married.
But he is. But I know a lot of guys that are gay that have children. I mean, I really do.
Yeah, so like, then he explains this story that got explained to me at the bar.
Oh.
The $2,500 story. So my cousin takes this guy home.
Fucking gold.
Yeah, it's all the way around. So my cousin takes this guy
home. That's what he said.
Because he's drunk as shit. And he's just like, look, dude, leave your truck with the ladder in the back. And I will take you home.
Dude, you
and
just so made my cousin, week.
My cousin takes him home. And so my grandfather is telling me this story about this Nancy boy, quote unquote, that his grandson took home and then proceeded to be hit on by. So
potato.
Yeah. Yeah, potato.
Fuck yeah.
And so later on,
oh my god.
We're down at the Legion Club.
Oh.
And my cousin's like, "Yeah, he fucking hit on me and I kicked him out of the truck and was like, walk your ass to the door and like left." And I was like, "Yeah. Give me $2,500 and I'd take a hit." I'm cheap.
You were there for that.
You were.
You were sitting at the table with us for that. When that happened.
Was I drunk?
Yes.
Probably.
A little bit. Not a lot. But yeah, you were there. And off mic, we will explain that to you because we don't want to say any names. But yes.
Yeah.
You were the fuck there for that. I swear.
I know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I just don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, it was a deal. So, anyway,
So, Christmas will be fun.
The holidays. You know, I'm going to make Christmas fun.
Wear your socks.
We will.
Oh, we will, yeah.
Kayla and Shannon have a problem. They buy Christmas gifts, but their problem is they give them out weeks before Christmas.
No, their problem is that they're ahead of time on buying Christmas, unlike...
Oh, no. Like
I'm behind.
Yeah, like, I'm behind, too. Like, all my shit's back-ordered.
All your Christmas gifts are going to
whatever,
be
so,
late.
I mean, you'll get your shit. It's just going to be late. But here's the thing, though. So, she
can't...
She bought... Huh?
They can't wait.
Yeah. So... She
okay,
bought
I
us.
Couldn't wait for your guys's.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
No,
they really
kind
are.
Of like
so,
going to be the new.
So she got us. She got us. She got us socks.
Podcast.
Everybody likes getting socks.
I love socks.
Well, I mean, and you've seen the fucking weird socks that I have.
Right.
Like
I have two pairs of weird socks.
Yeah, I've got many pairs of socks that are weird, like. I've got Superman and Batman socks with capes on them. You got me the Deadpool socks. I've got hot dog socks. I've got Joker socks. I've got fucking all kinds of weird socks. So Kayla bought us socks.
And
she creeped. She
fucking
creeped,
amazing.
Yeah, she creeped our Facebooks and downloaded pictures and bought me socks that were covered in Chris's face in the weirdest
and hearts
and then got Chris socks that were painted in my face, not painted but like had my face all over them with hearts. Yeah. And so we opened them last night and we looked at each other and we're like, fuck yeah, fist bump. And I was like, hey, you know what, let's swap a sock.
Yeah,
so now we've got each of us has one of each. And that's pretty awesome. Actually, that's really awesome. That's very thoughtful. And so
Super thoughtful, actually.
We do appreciate it.
Cuz I think now that makes us besties.
Die in a fire.
Fuck you.
You guys should go get Starbucks.
I have a Starbucks fucking gift card from like 1982.
I thought you were going to say I have Starbucks socks and I was going to punch you in the face.
It's okay, I'm fat, I can take it.
In the face?
Ew.
I was a sailor. Let me talk a minute about... No, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to move on to my next topic.
You already had a topic.
Well...
Can I have one?
Yeah, that's why I looked at you and you said, go on.
Oh.
So I was like, okay.
Okay.
Fuck planes, trains, and automobiles this time of year in particular.
Well, here, you know, it's funny. It's actually funny you say that because the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a Thanksgiving movie. It's a very good one. Have you seen it?
No, never.
So, multiple times.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
What? Okay, that's going to be rectified.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
That's going to be rectified.
Have to fix that. Okay, but yeah, actually, but here's the thing. Traveling on the holidays, you're a lot better off flying.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people drive. I've only taken a train, had a long train ride in Europe. A few long train rides in Europe. And it wasn't during the holiday, so I have no
point of reference.
Opinion on it. Yeah, point of reference. But flying on the holidays is actually not bad.
No, flying is usually pretty good as long as you plan it accordingly.
On the holiday itself is amazing. Because everybody is already where they're going.
Right.
So, yeah, and security?
Saturdays. Go on a Saturday if you can.
Well, on the holiday, if you travel on the holiday, most of the people are already where they're needing to be. And the people that are traveling not for the holidays or for business. And... people who travel for business travel all the time.
Right.
So, security is, like, fucking smooth as shit. And what's going on? Hey, thanks. Smooth as shit or, like, non-existent. Right? And, most of the time, you get a lot of the plane to yourself.
Yeah. So, the one time I flew,
ever?
No.
Or on a holiday.
But like on Thanksgiving. The one time I flew was. I flew out that day. Or no, it was Black Friday. So day after.
African American Friday.
And.
We're gonna be PC.
Fuck that. Because I was going to Virginia from Nebraska.
Okay.
So I went. From Nebraska to Virginia, had the holiday, and flew out Black Friday. Had to be at work.
Cyber Monday?
No. Had to be at work.
Green Saturday. Oh, all
right. Right? So I had it all timed out, like, whatever. I ended up fucking flying from Virginia early ass... fuck flight to Minneapolis.
Keep talking.
And then I hit Minneapolis and the runways were so frozen there was only one runway open. And so we taxied until our time came up to fly out. But then we got to the runway and we're low on fuel. So then we had to taxi again, clear back. And they ended up giving us free drinks because we taxied so long that we actually ran out of fuel to make it from Minneapolis to Lincoln, so then we had to go refuel.
Oh, shit.
And then get back in line. So fuck that. Like, don't go. Yeah.
So I got married on December 21st.
It's my sister's birthday.
Not a good day.
Yeah, she's a bitch. I love her.
And we flew,
I love you, Melissa,
to Jamaica on December 23rd. We're sitting in the plane, and they start, like, spraying the wings and the...
De-icing.
And everything. I about had a fucking panic attack. I was like, what are they doing? Oh, my God, we're going to freeze in the air. Like,
no, it was, they were washing the plane.
Fuck out. I was like, you don't do this right now. I'm on the plane.
That's the best time to do it.
Don't let me see it.
So we all know...
Don't sit by a window.
Kayla needs a Xanax. For flying.
Requires.
However, don't go to your doctor and say that you pee 11 times a day. Because that's just... colonoscopy. Yeah. Don't do that.
She's not a guy. And why are you counting, you weird fuck? Changing the subject. I'm a fat guy. I like food. Mm-hmm. So, Thanksgiving, we had a ham that I procured from one of my vendors. And it was
glorious.
Cool. Yeah, it was glorious. It was
glorious is the only way.
It's good fucking ham. It was really good. You had some, right, Kayla?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Good. Yeah. Oh, and there's more. So, Christmas.
Oh. No, it's in the freezer.
Your point. Put your. Yeah. You
that
go.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah, so there'll be more, and I might make shrimp as well. Ham and shrimp, that actually sounds pretty good. But then again, I'm a fat guy, so.
Jesus Christ, that sounded like a dinosaur.
It sounded like your belt was asking a question. Kind of like sometimes when I fart, it goes... Like when those high school girls talk like this. It's like, are you asking me a question? But yeah, so ham, you got, okay, so turkey. Turkey's great. It is. It's tryptophantastic. And like, I don't know, like, some people are dark meat guys, some people are white meat guys, like, I'm a dark meat guy, but I will eat white meat. Like, I love it all. And, but there's always so much. And, like, so, one of the thoughts that I had had in the last couple of years was, like, how do you cook for a few? Like, you can't buy
a whole turkey
for six people. Because then you're going to be eating it until next fucking Thanksgiving.
Mm. But turkey sandwiches with Miracle Whip are the best thing in the world.
Oh, wait, you're a Miracle Whip girl? Oh my God, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I live here.
Okay,
so
stay here and continue to pay rent. But Miracle Whip is salad dressing.
I know, but not really.
Wait, have you ever used, like, Miracle Whip as salad dressing?
No.
I haven't either.
Awful.
I kind of want to try it now.
It is horrible.
Why would you do that? I mean, I know that's what it says.
Dorothy Lynch. That.
Now I know why Mark is diabetic.
But, like, seriously.
Mark's diabetic, by the way.
You cannot do that amount of gross on a salad. Like, you can put a decent amount of gross on a salad, but, like,
turkey salad's good.
Miracle Whip on a salad?
No,
seriously,
I want to try it just to try it.
Don't.
I put a lot of disgusting things in my mouth. I did. The fucking chili and cinnamon rolls. I dipped a cinnamon roll in chili.
Yeah, that does not go together. I don't know why people say that.
Thank you.
You guys are fucking wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No, every Christmas Eve, It's grandma's chili recipe and cinnamon rolls. Fuck y'all.
Is there Dorothy Lynch in the chili?
What? No. Why would you even suggest that?
Why would you even suggest putting a cinnamon roll into chili or putting chili on the top of a cinnamon roll?
Sweet and spicy.
No, I get it. I get the allure. I get that people like it. I don't. And that's just me. And you can have all of it. No, you can't, because I can separate that. I can keep them separate and eat them. Eat one and then the other.
Yeah.
After my palate is cleansed with crackers.
But, like...
Oh, Chris did not like my mom's chili, by the way. Did you get some? No, you were gone.
I was gone.
I
think I've had your mom's chili. I think she's brought stomach. It up. I think she's brought it up to the bar before.
That wasn't her best batch, but it was still good. What'd you say? It needed more beans?
Yeah.
No, I want a spoonful of meat.
Yeah, she wants. Yeah. We want the meat. I want meat, too. I like beans, though.
So what was
I like the meat, and I like the beans.
There were beans, just not enough.
Not enough?
So why do we put ourselves through this in the holidays?
Okay, so family. We at least pretend to like them for a brief period of time. No, I didn't say love.
I like them for the comedy.
I didn't say love. I say like. We love our families.
Yeah.
Like, I love my family.
Yep.
You love your family. Yep. You have a family.
Yeah, I have one.
Nah, man, I love my family. They're Irish, and fucking. So, they are.
So we love our families. That's why we put ourselves through this shit.
Briefly. Let me. I cannot stress this enough. Like, I love me. You might love me for X amount of time, and then. Go the fuck away. Just fuck off over there. Just go. No, don't want to hear. Yeah, okay, just don't keep talking, but keep talk over there. Like, I get it. Like, my family thinks of me the same way I think of them. Like, I love you.
Because I have to.
I love my folks. I love my sister. I love my niece.
Yeah.
I love my aunts and uncles and my cousins. I wish I could spend more time with a lot of them and less time with some of them.
Fucking Bilbo Baggins right here.
But when you get everybody together, you want to talk about a shit show.
Okay, so...
And I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. And so... But we can get together and share, like, weird... fucking stories and drink Bailey's on the rocks and play Scrabble and throw darts at people when they're not looking.
So,
and then you can't get that
right. Well, yeah.
And this was 3 or 4 years ago. Like, I went through a period in my life where I just did not interact with literally anyone. Like, I was just, like, so introverted that, like... And you guys have helped with this.
Still are.
Yeah. Well, I am. But, I went through a point where I came back for Christmas for the first time in, like, 4 or 5 years.
From Lincoln to home?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I came back and I had Christmas.
Was it for a potato blowjob?
And it was my cousin's family. My cousin had 3 kids. Her now husband has 3 kids. And
that's too many fucking kids.
Oh, no, that's not all the kids. Like, then there's the other cousins who have, like, 2 kids, and then, like, we're all in this tiny, my grandparents' house, and...
Wait, your grandparents were tiny, or the house was?
It was, the grandparents' house was tiny.
Okay.
And so, like, I was severely uncomfortable, because there's not only all of these kids around, they're my cousins, and then all of my family, and... We went up for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then Christmas Day, we went back up. And my mom looked at me and was like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Nope, nope, nope. I want to be home. I want to be with my cat. Like, I just want to be home by myself."
Fucking
like,
cats.
There were... too many people for me to socialize and deal with that I literally shut down. And my mom was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Nope, nope, 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 nope."
Me at every family function.
You know how you know how I deal with that?
How?
I become the center of attention. So that instead of... And it's not a personal thing. It's something for me to cope with. That sort of situation. If I start feeling like that,
there's too much. Like I literally going on, shut the fuck down.
Yeah, I'll whip out a card trick or tell a dirty joke or make everybody look at me, and then I instantly feel more comfortable.
Because once... it's not them impressing you, like pressing in on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's me, and I... This motherfucker's got the floor. Everybody's looking. And you know what? If you're not looking, that's fine. Because a greater portion of the people are focusing on what I'm doing. And I can concentrate. And if I'm concentrating on that one thing, I'm not self-conscious about everybody looking at me.
Yeah.
Even though they are. Like, right. I'm concentrating on this. And now I'm instantly more comfortable... And now I can say, "Hey, haven't seen you in forever and a day. How are you? I mean, I really don't care, but how are you? You know." and I do care, but
no, but
those like self-deprecation is the key to comedy. And so, if you can get past that, right? So, as a passive secondary side characteristic of self-deprecation being a key to comedy, if you can get over the hurdle of what's the word I'm looking for, self-confidence, and be confident while you're focusing on one small task. That confidence will carry you through any sort of variety of situations.
Right.
Right. So, like, if you have to get up and stand and give a speech, let's say you want to go back to school, graduate school, you don't want to do art anymore, you want to be a public speaker, but you're afraid in front of people. Like, you can use that sort of baby step to...
Right.
You know, it's kind of like imagining everybody naked, but it's a distraction. Yeah, it's a distraction from what's going on, so that, you know, when you're focusing on that one thing, you're not focusing on being self-conscious. You're focused on that task.
Yeah. But no, I freaked the fuck out. My mom was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Nope. I want to go home."
Nope. Anytime my sister is around, good. That's me.
Like, I'm done.
So to go back to food, Thanksgiving food. Like, we had a ham. Turkey's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone away from the traditional? Have you ever done something like tacos or... Tacos.
I'm super picky. But we went to Jamaica for our honeymoon.
Yes.
Which was over Christmas. So.
Right, and they washed the plane on the way out.
Yeah. So I ate very little things there, because I'm picky as fuck. But they had hamburgers, quote unquote. So that was my Christmas meal, except it didn't taste like hamburger. It tasted
You didn't
like
have cheese
sausage.
On it, did you?
No. Which reminds me, I went to fucking McDonald's today.
Yeah.
Pissed me the fuck off.
Was it the pube or the...
No, that was at work.
I know.
I went through the drive-thru, I ordered my
the
food.
The pube was at work?
Yes, the longest fucking
Bullshit.
Pube I've ever seen in my life. So here's my day today.
Could have been the fat lady that was in there before you.
Probably. Oh, I know exactly which fat lady it was.
Oh my god,
I was right. It is 2018. Shave that shit. Anyways, so I wake up late.
Can you help me? No, don't help me. I don't want you and Sharp down there.
Then, I don't know, several other...
I know, I heard you when I was leaving.
Oh, no, you didn't. And then, so I go to McDonald's for lunch. I go through the drive-thru. They don't have my food ready, so they make me park. They bring out my food. I check it. It has cheese on it. I do not eat cheese. So I took it in. They gave me a new one. So I left, and I took it to work, and then I look at it, it's got fucking cheese on it. So I had to take it back again, which they ended up giving me my money back, so that's good. But then, so I go back to work, I eat my lunch, I gotta pee, go in the bathroom, there's the longest fucking pube on the toilet that I've ever seen in my life.
Are you sure it wasn't one of your hairs that came off?
Yes.
Like
my
your head?
My hair's not black.
Your head...
And
okay.
Very
and curly.
Thick and curly.
I gotcha.
Yes.
It was a thick pube. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that was my day.
So, side note. Also on holidays, I went to surprise my folks for Thanksgiving one year. It was the first Thanksgiving that I had moved up here, and drove down. Didn't tell my folks I was coming. Just went.
Did you catch him in the act?
No. No. Well, of eating dinner, I did. And Mom was mad because she didn't have a place set for me. She had a lot of people over, too.
You need paper plates. Grab one and go.
But, oh no, the fine china at that house. But, so, your McDonald's story... I'm driving down, I'm going through Kansas on the turnpike, and so there's no, like, in they've got the gas stations in the middle, so you don't have to exit, pay the toll, get back on, and get off eventually later and pay another toll, and every now and again they have a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever. This one was a McDonald's, and it's the middle of the night. And I ordered, like, a quarter pounder with cheese meal. And I don't want the thing falling apart. I'm going to be eating while I'm driving. And so, the drive-thru, I'm giving my order, and I'm like, meat and cheese only. All right, cool. So that when I'm keeping my eye on the road, I can be driving and reach into the bag and open the thing up and grab the bun and just eat the motherfucker. Yeah, so I reach in to grab the bun and there's no bun.
It's literally meat and cheese only?
Meat, well, it was meat, cheese, and ketchup. So now I've got ketchup all over my fingers.
Are you talking Indian Nation Turnpike?
No, I'm talking 35 going down through Kansas. And I've already got it all on my fingers, so I'm like, fuck it. So I eat the motherfucker. Lick my fingers. And wipe the rest off on my shirt because for fuck's sake. I'm doing like 75, 80 mile an hour. Yeah. I don't want to take two hands off the wheel to wipe them off with, you know, the the napkins that they put in there.
The which, one napkin.
Yeah, you're right. The one napkin. I got like a stack like that. Like it was about an inch and a half thick of napkins.
Mick is gesturing.
But yes, I'm gesturing. Sorry, we're not recording this one. But yeah. But on the one hand, you dumb fuck. I'm the only motherfucker in the car. On the other hand,
you ordered meat and cheese only.
Meat, cheese, and ketchup only. So I got what I ordered. Like I don't know whether to be pissed or lie. I mean, I laughed about it. It's funny. It's a funny story, but for fuck's sake.
Okay, so gift giving in general.
Okay.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
So, do you prefer to give gifts when you find something for somebody and just give it to them? Or do you wait for the specific time, birthdays or Christmas or whatever? Like, you know, what is your opinion?
I wait unless it's you guys and I'm super excited about your present. Or it's Shannon and she can't wait, so...
Well, I saw Shannon today and I told her, I was like, you guys have the same affliction. You just, you can't wait for the day. You just do it. I got one to back up.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your beard.
No, you're good. You're good, man. And, no, it is awesome. And I'm actually going to wear shorts to bowling so I can pull both of the socks way up high. That really is awesome. And I will post pictures.
One of the best...
of these socks,
gifts
too.
I've ever received.
Yeah. No, that definitely outdoes mine.
Mom said you guys don't take very attractive pictures, by the way. Because all my mail goes to her house. So I opened them at her house. Huh. Rich present.
Well, you tell Susan, I said, woo!
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, well, what about, speaking of giving gifts and receiving gifts.
Yeah.
It is always better to give than to receive.
Correct.
And I, for one.
I don't know, I like presents.
Well, I like presents too. I like presents too, but as I get older, I really enjoy
yeah.
Like, somebody opening something that the person receiving really enjoys.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite part.
Like, you know what I mean? So, but here's another thing. With family and giving gifts...
You're the only one this year that's getting one on time.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay. Right here. Right now. Merry Christmas.
Writing utensils.
It's the smallest nib on a pen that you can buy.
Imagine how tiny I can write with these.
Is it for your marker board?
No. Oh. Those are regular pens.
Yeah, I'm going to write really tiny with these. Really tiny.
Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you, sir. And that's not on time. That's early, you fuck. Wrap these up and give them to me next Monday or Tuesday.
No. No.
Okay. Well, then I will wrap them up and
Merry
unwrap
Christmas.
Them.
I was in Omaha. I was at the art store.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
He needs those.
So, my question is, for family, when do you stop buying for younger family members?
13.
My siblings all still buy me presents.
Okay,
but
so
they buy everyone else presents.
We have a rule in my family.
Every year.
When you could play cards at Christmas.
I don't like playing cards.
You're not in my family.
Yeah, but you're in my house.
So when you could play Hucklebuck, which is 13.
What about quarters? When you
play
quarters,
there's a strict age limit.
I know you
on
like
Hucklebuck.
Doing that.
Like, when you can play cards at Christmas Eve, you no longer need to receive gifts. That's it.
I mean, you always got to get for mom and dad.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if they're, if they're still around, like, Grandma and Grandpa net at least a card.
Yeah, well...
Because usually, they've been taking care of you for many, many moons.
Well, at this point, it's, you know, you get Grandpa gift cards for whatever restaurant is in town.
Right,
like,
right.
Because
he can be like my grandpa, who gets me...
He can't take care of himself at this point. Like,
yeah.
Because Grandma's gone.
Like, who gets... Yeah, because I've been getting gift cards to restaurants that are not within 1,000 miles. But... The upside to that is it makes me travel that 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
To go to said restaurant.
Jack in the Box, Chick-fil-A, fuck you.
I don't understand what's happening.
That's about 600 miles.
What?
Jack in the Box, Chick-fil-A's
Chick-fil-A's
just north. But Jack in the Box and Whataburger.
Whataburger! I love those!
There's a Chick-fil-A across the street from my work.
Yes, there is. Alright, so we're going to take a break here for a minute. And we'll be back with some other nonsense.
This might be a long one.
Yeah, so it might be a long one.
Yeah.
So, alright, we'll be back. And... So, you had another point there, Chris?
I do. What was your best adult holiday ever?
My best...
Versus...
Okay.
Yeah.
Caveats.
Worst.
Versus my worst, okay. See, my best adult... Is Halloween a holiday?
Close enough.
I was in Vegas with Kyle on Halloween. Oh, I'm sorry. New Year's Eve. 1 year. And we were playing blackjack and... Like, 10 minutes till midnight, they had a Michael Jackson impersonator in the pits up on the stage that was behind all the tables. And the guy was phenomenal. I mean, it was like Michael Jackson was there. It was amazing. And there were so many people there. They shut the whole strip down. No cars. It was just people.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking insane. It was amazing. It was a great time. That was probably one of the better holidays. Excuse me. Wow. Excuse me. But as far as family goes, that I remember, and I had mentioned this before, my folks don't drink. They right. don't like the fact that I do.
Yep.
But they respect the fact that I can still maintain a job and a career and still drink, as opposed to just being a gutter drunk, if right. that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I had got my mom to drink. My pop had gone to bed. And mom wasn't ready to. And so what we did was I got a couple of short glasses and a bottle of Bailey's and some ice. And we drank the better part of a bottle of Bailey's while playing Scrabble.
My family doesn't play that game with me anymore.
And it was, well, you read too fucking much. But it was a good time. Like, we hadn't, I mean, we had talked.
Right.
But not,
you bonded.
But not really talked.
Yeah.
Talked. And so we were able to
bond.
Catch a buzz.
Yeah.
And play a good game. And it was a really good game. Because, I mean, mom's smart. She knows some fucking words. And, like, I know some words. But a lot of the words I know are, like, 3 or 4 letters long. Maybe 5. Or they're, like, 12 letters long.
Yeah.
And so... But she knows how to score fucking points.
Oh, dude, that's the name of the game. Like,
exactly.
Placement is everything.
Yeah, and she let me fall into so many traps. But, no, it was great because, A, we were getting drunk. Two, we were bonding, like you said. And Roman numeral three, it was just good to be back home, and the dog was still alive, so, you know, he was there laying on a pillow.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's probably one of the better memories I had had. Oh, and Dad was snoring. You can hear him through, like, three fucking doors. So, yeah, what about you? Don't call me Topher.
So, I gotta say, like, the worst experience I've had was when I freaked out. But the best...
Define freak out.
Like, when I freaked out...
Oh,
when,
we were just talking about, like...
Yeah, what we were just talking
just about. Locked up and...
Yeah, like, I was like, I want to go home, I'm going to not be here, like... but the best, actually, was this last Christmas. Joshua, my nephew, he's going to be 18, like, or he is 18, and he's dating a girl, you know.
Better than dating a guy, I guess, in this... But, you know, with your grandfather and all.
My brother. My brother
couldn't resist. I apologize.
Is very accepting of, like, the teenager at this point in life, I guess. Anyhow, he's like, as long as it's... Here's some condoms. Be safe.
Right, okay.
So my brother... so, my nephew and his girlfriend were over for the uncomfortable ex-wife house Christmas Eve, Christmas morning thing.
Okay.
And, so... My niece was like, here's your gift. And I'm like, I'm an adult. Why are you giving me a gift? She gave me a bottle of Bullet Rye.
That's good shit, dude.
And then we demolished half that bottle that night. Like, it was just like... But we played Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, great game.
Yeah.
Great game.
Plus, part of the Christmas was Joshua, my nephew, got the box. The black box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we had to find the secret card. We had to literally cut this card out.
Yeah.
And we cut the card out of the top of the box, and it was... big black balls.
No, big black dick.
Yeah.
Big black dick. That's like the card that wins every round.
Yeah, and my mom had no idea what the game was.
No, you gotta play that game with some fucked up people.
My literally 70-year-old mom had no idea, and she played around with us. Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm proud of her for getting through the one round. But yeah, so we played that and we drank Bullet Rye, and yeah, it was probably the best Christmas ever.
Oh, that is pretty awesome.
Because literally, like, we're just giving my mom shit the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Like, but she was taking
it. She doesn't curse at all.
My mom does only when she's mad at me.
Right? And so it was just, it was a fun time. Like, and
no, that's we'll legitimate. Have I mean, that
again this year, he's coming back. Like, yeah.
No, so, round two, fight.
Yeah, round two, fight. Fucking Street Fighter. But no, like, it'll be a good time, and they're coming back. Like, it'll be fun.
Be more like Mortal Kombat. Finish him.
But that one round she played, her face was fucking priceless. Like
I can't believe, like, you people are.
Not only that, but like, I can't believe you're my grandson, and you're saying things like that.
Big black dick.
Because he was a junior in high school, like, so yeah, you curse like a sailor.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah. If social media was what it was, or what it is now when I was in high school, I would be broker than I am now, and have more kids than your cousin.
Think about it in the 50s, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, extrapolate that shit.
It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous.
So I'm really happy that my brother is like, hey, here's Kong.
Imagine the milkman sending dick pics to some housewife. I left
no,
you a...
No, because imagine my...
I left your delivery at the door, and here's another delivery.
Oh, no!
If you want,
no!
If you want some of that
no.
milk. Yeah.
Because I imagine my fucking mailman as a kid who had this huge Santa Claus beard.
Oh. And like, I like your beard, by the way.
It's come... I'm trimming it this year, but like... I imagine my fucking milk...
Yeah.
Mailman as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, sending my mom dick pics. Like, that's fucking wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Did he ever pat you on the head and said, good job, kid? I saw you run.
Kayla, what was your favorite Christmas holiday thing?
I passed.
No, you cannot pass.
She passed. She did.
So I'm stuck with this on record.
So all right, yeah. so we're gonna close up here.
That was my last time.
Yeah, we're gonna close up here. So we have a little bit of house cleaning to do. Chris has been out of town. I've been out of town just a little bit.
Yep.
We apologize for the absence. We made a team decision to drop the pro version of SoundCloud for the time being. I mean, we're putting our own money into this, so we're just cutting an expense, or we are just cutting. We're cutting an expense for the time being. We're on Anchor, which puts us everywhere we have been. Minus SoundCloud.
Correct.
And so, you know, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Stitcher, and so on, and Anchor. But yeah, we felt at this time we need to keep putting money into where it's going, and then I guess go from there.
And really, the best place to find us is our own website.
Yes, it is. Because every time we put something out, it ends up there. And for those of you that have subscribed, and hopefully you'll continue to subscribe. That was my phone. I thought I had it off, but that was a good old Ric Flair woo.
Woo!
Yep. But yeah, thank you all for wasting time with us. And
we apologize for this one going too long, but hey, barroom session.
Yeah, and we might be a little spotty during the holidays. There may or may not be traveling going on.
Yeah.
And people coming in and out, but we felt that we slacked, so.
And hey, thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, which he said. All right, cheers. Have a good holiday, folks. Night. Happy New Year, if we don't say hi to you before then.
Vote.
I'm going to punch you in the fucking throat. I'm going to. Your beard's in the way, but I'm going to hit it.